What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 161 of Strong the Iron Will Way. Why we fail. So I don't always like to start with a negative approach necessarily. Talking about failing is not necessarily something to focus on, but I think we could have titled this how to win, right? But I think you'll see as we discuss, I think why we fail is a little bit more appropriate. But remember, obviously the idea is to learn from why we fail and not do that anymore, right? So why we fail. When we talk about failing, I think we've all, at this point, failed in something or another. How we define that failure is probably different. What constitutes failure is always going to be different. But I think all of us would probably agree that by now there's some things that we weren't successful at, that we would consider we never achieved what we wanted to, or we failed. So for dramatic speaking and writing purposes, we're going to call it failing. So having watched people, myself included, and clients, coworkers, friends, just people in general, over probably, 20-some years of just observing people and success and failure, I think of all the little things that constitute succeeding and failing, I'd say there's probably two main reasons why we fail at things. Number one, not fully understanding the length of time that it will take to achieve said goal. This is rule number one in working out, fitness, weight loss, all that stuff, athletics, and then also equally important in business or like personal kind of financial goals. Again, these two things are often quite parallel in what works and what doesn't work. So I think that the time thing is huge, because if there's an unrealistic expectation of how long it's going to take to lose weight, get in shape, succeed at that sport, learning how to do something, you will feel like you failed, because in the amount of time that you thought it would take, you're not where you expected to be. So in your mind, you're failing. You're not on a path to success. But in reality, you are on track. You're just not aware of it. So you'll quit, and then you'll officially fail because you just didn't realize you were getting there, right? It would be like, it's very similar to imagine I have a destination through a forest that I'm trying to reach. But I don't have any real markers as I'm going through this forest. This is pre-GPS time, people, in my story here. I'm going through this forest. I'm following the directions that say, let's imagine I have a compass, and that's it. I'm going, northeast, and I'm walking. And I'm just feeling like, oh, my God, somebody told me this was 10 miles. But like, I feel like I've been walking forever. I can't possibly be close. Everything looks the same. I don't think I'm getting there. And then I turn around, and I kind of bail on the mission, not realizing that I was, 1 mile from the destination. But because the forest all looks the same, I can't tell, right? So I give up. That happens all the time. It also happens because we can't officially recognize the changes that are happening. When it comes to a workout, weight loss, get stronger type thing, I'm going to remind you guys again, weight loss and kind of cosmetic appearance, muscle tone, looking leaner, better, all that stuff is 90% nutrition and dietary adjustments, let's call it. Not being on a diet, but understanding what's going in your body and how that affects how you look. It is very, very little to do with the workout. Vice versa, performance, getting stronger, getting more athletic, faster, explosive, that's all workout related and will be affected by nutrition a lot, but primarily that's the workout's job is to take care of that part. Meaning that you can eat properly. Let's say you tweak your diet to be perfect, but you're not training, you're not going to get stronger or better, perform better physically in your sport. You actually might perform a sport a little bit better if you're just eating healthy, but you get the idea. You're not going to get stronger and get any muscles just from eating healthy, right? But you definitely will lean out and get smaller and lose fat. Conversely, if you are lifting, training, working out hard, but your eating habits don't change, you're probably not going to look a whole lot different, honestly. But the sum of those two things together is incredibly powerful. So if you are training properly and adjusting your eating according to your goals, you'll see a magnifying effect of both. So with people that are trying to get substantially stronger, powerlifters and such, when they actually double their calories to go with their training, they get incredibly stronger. So a lot of people that have the goal of powerlifting and getting massively strong are not as successful as they could be because they're actually not eating enough to fuel their efforts. And that is very difficult to do, believe it or not. For those of you that are trying to lose weight, trying to gain weight is very hard as well, if not harder. The person trying to lean out and, you know, get in shape for summer and slim down and all that stuff who's training but hasn't really fully embraced the eating thing will not see results either, because that is going to be mostly driven by the food thing. So oftentimes that person will kind of bail on the workout program because in their mind it's not working, but it's not working because they haven't addressed the most important part, which is really understanding the importance of nutrition. And you cannot out-exercise crappy eating. So oftentimes that person won't see the results they want until they get down with changing the eating habits. So that's number one. But really understanding the time it takes. Let me just get back to that a little bit. So I think it takes way, you know, we've seen too many 3-month transformation bullshit pictures on Facebook and Instagram and ads. And that's been going on since I started bodybuilding. So that's been going on for 20 years. But remember that oftentimes, I mean, literally amateur bodybuilders get paid to do advertisements for supplements and diets. And they actually have already been jacked and ripped and lean. They get out of shape. They take before pictures. They get paid $500 and then they get ripped again in 3 months and that's your before and after. It's bullshit. So can we make dramatic transformations in 3 to 6 months? Occasionally, but nobody probably in real life could commit to the kind of Biggest Loser amount of exercise and insane diet changes that it would take to make those changes in that short period of time. So usually it's a bit of sleight of hand and marketing. Really changing your body and your lifestyle and all that stuff takes a very, very long time. So whatever time you're expecting it to take, double or triple that, and that's probably accurate. The same goes for, other kinds of success and business. I mean, I can remember, when our first business wasn't, profitable after 6 months, I was like wondering what we're doing wrong. And I remember, my mentor had told me, look, most businesses aren't profitable really for, 5 years. And I could not believe that. I said, what are you talking about? I mean, but if you look at the long, if a business is going to exist for 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years, 5 years, is nothing to become profitable. And then stay there, But if you don't know that, you're going to be super frustrated after 6 months, 1 year. So it's just knowledge and understanding and patience. And I think that's the perfect analogy. If you think you're, 35 years old and you're like, I've been doing this for 6 months and I'm not where I want to be, you have to think about, okay, arguably you have, 35, 45, 55 years left to live, I hope. And what's 6 months towards that? That's nothing. So what if we said, hey, imagine myself 3 years from now at 38, I can achieve the level of fitness that I'm going for, and then I have, 35 more years to like enjoy that and stay there. And in hindsight, if you looked back and said, yeah, it took me 3 years to lose the weight and get in shape, no big deal. One last example personally, I'll mention, it took me, 4 years in college training to put on, 20 pounds of muscle or 30 pounds of muscle. I mean, that was like, in hindsight, it was like, in college, I gained 30 pounds of muscle. It sounds awesome, right? But it's like, that's, I don't know what's that math, 7.5 pounds a year That's a fucking long time to put on 7 pounds. So imagine if it was losing it, right? Just flip it. Since most people listening to this are probably trying to lose fat. So a lot of times it's hard to relate to gaining. But for me, it was putting the weight on. But, you know, in hindsight, after that 30 pounds was on for me, it was like, that was awesome. But, like, if you would have told me it's going to take you 4 years to put this on, I might have been super discouraged and not wanted to do it. But it was just a matter of, like, and it took way longer. I really did think it was going to happen in, you know, 2 years, 1 year, but it took four. Same thing with weight loss. You know, if you were to look back and say, oh, yeah, I've lost 30 pounds over the last 4 years, and that's awesome. But 4 years sounds like a long time, but once it's off, it's off. Okay, but you got to stick it out long enough to get there. The other thing I think is not really understanding, not having a thorough understanding ahead of time of what's really involved in being successful at said task. Again, strength and fitness. I don't think people realize when you see someone who is quote unquote successful at getting in shape, stronger, athletics, whatever. Most people will really, really never have an understanding of what that person's commitment to that lifestyle is and what it entails. So for those of us who are trainers and coaches and do this, this is just a way of life for us. So Kristen, my wife, and I talk about this a lot. She says, you know, it's hard for you guys to relate because for us, meaning the coaches and me, it's just something that we do. We don't even entertain the idea of not doing it, not exercising, not lifting, not eating a certain way. It's just so ingrained and such a habit. But for somebody that's new to it, it might appear that it's just, you know, that hour or hour and a half at the gym a couple times a week. But it's so much more than that. You know, people that have achieved a high level of fitness, first of all, work out quite often, as probably as often as they can, and also are at some level thinking about it, talking about it, reading about it, following pages on Facebook and Instagram about it, all the time. You know, every time we eat something, we're thinking about it. Not necessarily that we're eating properly all the time, but even if we're doing something that's counterproductive, we're aware of it. It's always top of mind. We're always thinking about, if we go on vacation, is there some place to work out? Am I going to take a break that week? Am I going to do something before or after? But it's just constantly, constantly present. You also don't realize how committed people have to be to the other aspects. And I'm going to give you guys an example that, again, won't necessarily translate to exactly what some of you are trying to do, but I think you'll get it. So a friend of ours, Greg Panora, is a very well-known record-holding powerlifter. He's a huge guy. He's only a couple inches taller than me, and he's at the moment 292 pounds, I believe, which is about 90 pounds heavier than I am. He's a very large dude, super, super strong. And so obviously, you know, most of what people want to know about and see are his workouts, right? What's he do? What kind of program does he follow? How much can he lift? And watching that is super impressive and intense. But what's more shocking, I don't think any of that's a surprise. Like, if you see this guy and understand what he does for a living, you're like, yeah, of course he's a, you know. But if you talk to him, what he would tell you is what's going to surprise you the most is how much he eats and how often he eats and how difficult eating is. He even told me personally, he says, you don't even know how many relationships I've lost over eating, right? And this is so true, and I can remember this from bodybuilding, because eating, to be that big, eating is a gigantic part of that process. And it's something, yeah, you have to always be thinking about and planning for. So if he's planning to go away for a weekend, he's got a plan for how am I going to eat six times. He posted a day or two ago on his Instagram, you know, what his daily food intake is. And I think everybody that read it, I couldn't believe it. And again, most people will have the opposite goals of this, not the point. The point is to understand how dramatic this is. This guy is eating, I'm not exaggerating now, people, five or six meals. And I'm going to go off memory for some of them, but you'll get the idea. Meal one was like four eggs, cheese, bacon, toast, and muffins. Meal two was like a foot-long Subway sandwich, chips, and cookies. meal three was like an entire box. Yes, an entire box of cereal. Meal four was a pound of chicken and rice. A pound, you guys, of chicken. Most of you guys buy a pound of chicken like for your family dinner. This is one dude eating a pound at one meal of six meals in a day. A couple cups of rice. Next meal, another entire box of cereal. Next meal, pasta, meat sauce, and dessert. Now, for many of you, you'd be like, "Oh man, I wish I could eat like that." Let's be real for 1 minute. If you even tried to eat that for 1 day, you would almost guaranteed you'd vomit. If you didn't vomit, you would feel fucking terrible. Okay, trying to do that for one single day. You try to do that every day for a week. You try to do that every day for a year or several years, okay? So that's what this guy is doing every freaking day in pursuit of his goal of being as strong as humanly possible and winning his next competition. Now, have no illusions. He's not suggesting this is healthy or this is anything like that. This is strictly for performing at a high level in a sport. But the reason I want to use that as an example is I think, you know, people would see him and his training and they'd say, oh, you know, he was really, you know, always super strong and he's gifted. And yes, absolutely. All that stuff is right. But without that insane commitment to eating that much and in that way, he would not be where he is today, not even close. Very, very few people will do that. So, you know, imagine here's a guy who's competing with other people. And he's basically giving everybody his quote unquote secrets about how he eats. Because again, to be that big, a lot of it is eating. It's not just lifting. So his competitors, people trying to be as good as he is, have access to that. They could say, shit, I just found out. I know Greg's training program. You know, the training programs are not a big secret. Everybody knows what program he follows and what he does. And a lot of us follow his program too. And now he just gave out his other secret of eating. So feasibly, someone could do everything he does and then be right where he is. But very few people will do that. Almost nobody will do that. We see this a lot in business. You know, some of the really, really smart, super successful business guys will share all of their quote-unquote secrets because they say, listen, I just know no one's going to do it. Now, someone might do what I'm suggesting to do, they might work hard and do this for a week or a month or 2 months, but they're not going to do it for the length of time it takes to get there. And that, my friends, is the big summary at the end. Is it's the understanding of what it actually takes and how long it takes combined, the combination of those things, knowing what it is, being aware of that so you can do it, and then also doing it for long enough time. Again, you know, just to use Greg, I mean, this guy's been doing that. If I tried to do that after 3 days, I would feel like I should already be where he's at, right? Like, I would be like, oh my God, this is so hard. And to imagine doing that for years and years is quite overwhelming and would stop me in my tracks. So I think if your commitment to your goal is not strong enough, as soon as you start to realize what it actually takes, you already start to kind of bail. So I think you have to decide, is what I want to achieve, do I really want to achieve what I think I want to achieve? Do I want to achieve? Am I willing to do what it takes to get there? Or am I going to, when I find out what it actually takes, am I going to bail because I realize I'm not going to commit to what it takes like that? Or am I really into it? I'm going to do it. I'm aware of what it takes. I'm aware of the time it's going to take. And I'm just going to go day after day, put one foot after another, and be patient towards achieving my goals. But that is really, really the key, is understanding those two factors. So I hope that helps, guys. Find out what you got to do. Talk to people that have done it. Really understand if you're doing what it fully takes. If you're not, make those changes and give yourself a realistic time frame to make it happen. Have a great day, you guys.